You're listening to All Things Considered here on 89.9 KCRW. And what Edward Goldman calls the Artmageddon has officially begun. Pacific Standard Time has launched. And we have art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp here. And you have seen, Hunter, this week what you're saying is the core show of all of the many shows that we'll be seeing over the next year at PST. Tell me about Cross Currents in L.A. Painting and Sculpture 1950 to 1970 at the Getty.
Yes, this is really a great show, I think. Many of the names are familiar to us, Ed Ruscha, David Hockney, John Baldessari, but some of the pieces that were chosen are a little bit different. They're pieces you wouldn't see everywhere. They've been brought in from museums around the country, museums in Europe. And even more important, I think, is the way they're installed, not chronologically, but really sort of mixing up the different disciplines.
So it's sort of the effect of an LA Art 101, which you, of course, have written and chronicled extensively. But now we can all, the layperson can go into the Getty and see it. And in fact, in one place, you say you gasped at what you saw.
Well, the room with the works made in plastic and glass, cast resin or acrylic, as it may be, is really just sparkly and lovely and bright. It's a great big burgundy disc by Duane Valentine and a kind of a grid pattern, acrylic on acrylic painting by Judy Chicago and peaches and turquoise and cream. And then a loop by Craig Kaufman that hangs and it's pink and gold and there's shadows beneath it. And these striped glass pieces on the wall by Larry Bell. It's just all kind of glittering and shiny. And you really sense this is work that is unique to Los Angeles. This is not the kind of work you would necessarily see anywhere else.
Why is it? What is it about LA and that period of time that inspired this kind of deliciousness that you're describing?
Well, I think the Getty's point, the curators of the Getty are making the point that LA was the seat of a kind of alternative modernism. And I think this show really substantiates that idea. Artists who are working outside of traditional ideas of painting and sculpture and using materials that were easy to use here because of our aerospace industry, plastics being the great one, cast resin being another one. And of course, we always talk about the quality of light in Los Angeles, and all of this work really captures and reflects and refracts light. And also, it's very colorful. We live in a much more colorful city than any of the East Coast cities or even European cities, and I think that just can be seen very easily in this work. Also, the Getty has a catalog that goes with this exhibition that is really, I think, a marvelous chronicle not only of what's in the show, but a lot of new art historical information about how it evolved. I think it's a necessary text, and it's big, it's heavy, but I think it's worth it for people.
It's that beautiful silver book, right?
Yes, it's a reflective silver book in keeping with our idea about everything being shiny and new.
It reminds me of the Disney Concert Hall. It's gorgeous. Great. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to see what you see as you keep going with PST for us. And you can read Hunter's commentaries on kcrw.com/arttalk, and we'll be back with you again next week. Thank you.